感谢神，我们在这个主日，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord, in the Sunday morning, let's continue to study the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Please all stand up and let's read a scripture.
我们可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十五章七节。
Let's read John 15:7 together.
约翰福音十五章七节起，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你给我们有这样宝贵的应许。
Thank you for giving us this precious promise.
让我们凡心里所愿的，只要向你祈求，你就给我们成就。
That we ask whatever we desire, and it will be done for us.
愿圣灵来光照我们，来带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit light on us and guide us.
坚固我们的信心。
And strengthen our faith.
让我们所求的一切都从主耶稣基督能够得着。
So that whatever we ask will be done by through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我很喜欢一个歌手。那么这个歌手呢，唱了一首歌，就提到了祷告。
I have a favorite singer, and he has ever sent a song concerning prayers.
那么这首歌的名字呢，就是《爸爸教我祷告》。
And the name of this song is "Daddy Teach Me How to Pray."
那么这个歌词大意呢，就是这个父亲呐、啊，他一段内心的独白。
And the lyrics about the song is about the father's thinking.
那么这个父亲有一天就看到他的小儿子跪在这个床边。
And one day that when this father saw his son knelt beside the bed.
然后这个儿子转过头来就看着他爸爸就是哎呀，爸爸今天教给我好多东西。
And the son turned to look at his father and said to his father, "Daddy, you have taught me a lot of things today."
然后哎呀，我很想感谢神神给我这样的一个好爸爸。
I'm very thankful that I have such a good daddy.
但是我不知道怎样祷告，所以求父亲，你能不能教我怎样祷告
？But I don't know how to pray. Daddy, could you teach me how to pray?
后来听到这个儿子这样说呢，这个父亲就转身就走了，就离开儿子的房间，然后他就听到儿子就在那哭。
And after he heard his son said those words, and he turned and left the room, and he heard his son was crying.
当然了，这个父亲心里也是非常难受啊。
And the father was very troubled in his heart.
就说：“哎呀，就是这我儿子最好的朋友，也就是指他自己了，指他的父亲，结果让他如此的伤心。
”And the best pal that is the father himself made his son so sad.
那他说，其实我是不想让我儿子知道，我已经忘记怎样祷告。
And he said that he didn't want his son to know that actually he had forgotten how to pray.
这首歌听的就是让人有一点伤感遗憾哈。
This seems to be a very sad song. For us.
但是确实是一个很普遍的一个现象，就是今天很多人已经忘记怎样祷告了。
But it is really a very common phenomenon today that because a lot of people has forgotten how to pray.
很多人都说自己是基督徒，但是确实很少有人，真正的常常的祷告，或者是知道怎样祷告。
Many people said that they are Christians, but A few people know actually often prays or know how to pray.
那么有些人在刚刚信主的时候，刚刚成为基督徒的时候，他可能哎呀，常常信心满满的祷告。
Many people, when they first believed in the Lord, and they probably always pray with full confidence.
但是慢慢的呢，哎，他们就不再祷告了。然后慢慢他们也就根本对祷告没兴趣，也忘记怎么祷告了。
And gradually they didn't no longer prayed, and they showed no interest in prayers, and they forgot how to pray.
为什么会这样呢？当然有很多原因了。
There are many reasons for that.
当然了。很显然有一个原因，就是很多人发现，哎呀，祷告好像也没有什么用，祷告好像也没有什么用，我信心满满的祷告好像没有什么用，慢慢慢慢就不祷告了。
Obviously one reason for many people is that they gradually found that it seems that prayers didn't work for them, and they gradually didn't pray anymore, and they forgot how to pray。
主耶稣不是说凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就吗？啊，我们看到这句话心里很高兴，祷告祷告祷告。
And did Jesus say that you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you? When we see this word and we are very excited and we begin to pray.
但是后来慢慢发现，好了，哎，我们祷告时耶稣也没有给我们成就啊，然后我们慢慢就不再祷告了，就对祷告没兴趣了。
Later, gradually, it seems that we found that the prayers didn't work for us, and we didn't pray anymore, and we forgot. We show no interest in prayers anymore.
其实呢，我们看耶稣讲的这句话呢，我们犯了一个我们常犯的错误，就是我们只看圣经中我们喜欢的那个部分。
And when we read this word of Jesus, and we made a common mistake, and we usually make when we read the Bible, we only read the parts that we like.
其实耶稣在前面说什么呢？你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
And the word before that, Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you."
所以耶稣讲得很清楚，就是这个祷告得蒙成就。这么一个宝贵的应许啊，只是针对某一个特定的人群。
So Jesus said it very clearly that the promise that whatever you desire and it will be done for you, this precious promise, is only for a specific group of people.
就是这个应许不是给所有人的，也不是给所有说自己是基督徒的人的。那么这个应许只给很特定的一种人。
This promise was not for everyone. It was not for all those who claim that they are Christians. This promise was only for a group of people.
那么这很特定的一种人是什么人呢？
What are this specific group of people?
耶稣讲得很清楚，是不是？什么样的人？我们弟兄姊妹一起说好不好？
Jesus said very clearly. Can you say it aloud?
还有呢？对，只是这种人，他们的祷告神成就。这种人只是指那种藏在主耶稣基督里面，主耶稣基督话也藏在他们的心里。就这种人，他们的祷告神成就。
Only this kind of people, if they abide in the Lord Jesus, and only Lord Jesus' words abide in them, when they pray, and their prayers will be accomplished.
所以不是说，哎呀，任何人祷告，上帝都成就，或者说，我说我是基督徒，我祷告，神就成就，不是这样的。
It's not that anyone prays and God will do them for you, or if as long as they claim they are Christians and when they pray, then God will do it for them.
耶稣讲得很清楚，只有那些藏在基督里的，只有那些把耶稣的话存在心里的人，这种人祷告，上帝给他成就。
Jesus said it very clearly that only those people who abide in Jesus and with Jesus' words abide in them, and when they pray, and it will be done for them.
所以当我们觉得我们向上帝祷告，神也没有成就啊，当我们灰心的时候，我们往往就埋怨上帝，上帝你为什么不听我们祷告？你不是说了我们只要向你求你就成就吗？你为什么说话不算数？我们不要急于去埋怨上帝。
So a lot of times when we pray and our prayers were not answered and we immediately complain to God, did you God, didn't you say that whatever we desire, we ask, and it will be done for us? Do not just immediately complain to God when your answers, when your prayers were not answered.
我们要常常醒察自己，我是不是藏在主里的人？我是不是把耶稣的话存在心里的人？我是不是这样的人？这是我们第一个要思想的问题。
And the first question we should consider, we should examine ourselves, is are we the person who abiding the Lord always and with Lord's words always in our hearts? Are we such kind of people?
有的时候有些小孩子，在自己家里，他跟他爸爸妈妈生气，他想买的东西他爸爸妈妈不给他买，那个小孩子就赌气，我要离家出走了，我不要这个家了。
Sometimes some children and they want their parents to buy something for them, and when the parents didn't buy for them, and they got very angry and they said, I will leave the home.
那他父母就告诉他，你只有这一个家哎，你出去了没有家，你只有这一个家，你要到哪去啊？
And the parents were told the boy that, where are you going? You have only this home. This is your only home. Where are you going? You have no other homes.
你只有爸爸妈妈呀，你没有其他的爸爸妈妈呀，你要去哪里啊？这就是你的家，你只有这一个家。
Where are your only parents and you have no other parents? Where are you going? You have no other homes to go.
所以什么叫藏在主里面呢？这个就是这个希腊文原来的意思就是我住在主里面，我住在耶稣基督里面，我这就是我的家，我没有别的地方去，这就是我的主人，我没有别的主人，我就永远的就在这里。
And what is abiding in the Lord always? And in Greek language, it means living in the Lord always. This is your only home. This is your only master. You have no other homes and no other masters.
我只有一个依靠，我没有别的依靠。我去哪里呢？我只有留在这里。
And you have only those one trust, and you have no other trust. And that's the only thing you can do. Live in there.
在我们上一次查经当中，我们看到耶稣说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，所以我们要结出果子来，对不对？
In the last sermon, we talk about that Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches, and we should bear fruit.
那么这个葡萄枝要结果子，它必须要被修剪，它越修剪，它才结果子。
And in order to bear fruit, the branches must be pruned.
当我们被上帝修剪的时候，我们开不开心呢？
Are we happy when we were pruned by God?
我们往往不开心，那我们说，哎呀，我不要这个家了，我不要连于基督了，总是被修剪，我不要不要，我们可不可以走啊？
We don't feel good to be pruned, and when we were pruned, we probably say that I don't want to be connected with the vine, and I want to leave the home, I want to go.
你走，你不结果子，耶稣说什么？剪下来丢到火里烧掉了。
And if you leave and you don't want to bear fruit, Jesus said, and you will be cut off and thrown into the fire to be burned.
就是我有时候跟一些慕道友哈，就是谈到福音，那有些慕道友就说，那教会还不是有很多就是很不好的现象，教会有些人还不是不像样子，要这样讲。
And sometimes when I share the gospel with some gospel friend, and they will point it out that there are some bad things happening at the church, some Christians are not doing very good things.
后来我就说，那是当然了，教会也是一群罪人，只不过是蒙恩的罪人。
And I answered him, of course, the church has a group of sinners, but they are the sinners who have received grace from the Lord.
但这是我的家呀，这是神的家，这是神儿女的家。
But this is my home. This is a house of God.
我没有别的家了。
I have no other homes.
所以在基督里，有时候不是每一天你都会觉得舒服，你觉得开心的，因为神要让你结出荣耀上帝的果子，你要会被修剪。
So you may not feel very comfortable or happy every day in Christ, because in order to bear fruit that glorify God, and you will be pruned.
但是你如果真的是爱神，你说哎呀，我巴不得我就要结出这样的果子，当你被修剪的时候，你甚至都喜乐。
But if you love God and when you want to bear the fruits that glorifies God and when you are pruned, you feel happy, you feel joyful.
啊，他说我在这个家里太好了，我可以结出果子来，我不要离开这个家。
I feel so good to be at home and I can bear fruit, so I don't want to leave the home.
所以呢，住在主里面，第一个就是知道，这是我唯一的依靠，这是我唯一的家。
So the first thing about abiding in Christ, abiding in the Lord, is that this is your only trust and this is your only home.
然后雅各书一章七到八节告诉我们，心怀二意的人不要想从神那里得什么。
James chapter 1 verse 7 and 8 tell us that double-minded men do not want to receive anything from the Lord.
所以心怀二意的人不是住在主里的人，所以他们当然祷告上帝不给他成就啊。
Those double-minded people, they do not abide in Christ, so when they pray, then God will not do it for them.
有时候我在路上开车的时候，我好多次看到别人在车后面呢贴一个车贴，就是那个小贴纸贴在车的后面。
When I drive on the road and I saw the people put stickers on the back of their cars.
然后这个车贴上呢，就是各种宗教的这个符号都在上面，什么阴阳啊，什么这个佛祖啊，什么新月啊，什么十字架呀、啊。这都在上面。
And there were all kinds of religious legal logos on that stickers of the Tai Chi and the Buddhism and the cross or the new moon, all kinds of religious logos.
所以我看了这个，我想，哎呀，这个开这个车的人肯定想，你看这么多神仙都保佑我，我一定很安全呐、啊，他就是这样想啊。
And I was thinking the driver of that car must be thinking that so many gods was protecting me, so I must be safe.
他说：“哎呀，我又信这个，我又信那个，我又依靠这个，我又依靠那个。哎，那我一定很好啊，很安全呐。”
And he must be thinking, I believe in this God, I trust in that, and I believe many.God, they're protecting me, so I must be very safe.
所以这种心怀二意，不要想从神那里得到什么。
But this kind of double-minded people do not wish to receive anything from the Lord.
何西阿书说，他们心怀二意，现今要定为有罪。
And the book of Hosea said that their heart is divided, and they were held guilty.
心怀二意是罪啊。
Double-minded is a sin.
所以今天人们为什么心怀二意呢？就是哎呀，我们第一个各样好处都想占。第一个，哎呀，我这里试一下不舒服，我在那里去试一下，不舒服，我总要找，我找我一个舒服的。
Why are people double-minded today? And they want to look for this protection, and they don't feel comfortable, and they want to believe in another, and they don't.Feel comfortable either, and they want to find someone that make them comfortable.
所以心怀二意的人，他不是住在主里面的人，不是住在主里面的人，他祷告当然不被神成就啊。
The double-minded men, they do not abide in Christ. Of course, when they pray, and it will not be done for them.
住在耶稣基督里的人。是怎样的人？就是我单单依靠主耶稣基督，我不依靠其他的东西，只有主耶稣基督，他是我唯一的依靠，或者说唯一的磐石。
And abiding in Christ means that Jesus Christ is my only trust and is my only rock, and I will not trust in any other thing.
所以在箴言告诉我们，你要专心仰赖耶和华，就是指神上帝，不可依靠自己的聪明。
In the Proverbs, it says, "Trust in the Lord your God with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding."
有时候我跟一些朋友传福音的时候，我常常听到他们说：“我什么都不信，我信我自己。”
When I share gospel with some friends, and they probably will say that I do not believe in anything; I believe in myself.
你看，我有能力。你看啊，我有头脑啊，我聪明。哎。我不要靠别人，我靠我自己。
They say I have the ability and have my mindset and I'm very smart. I do not need to trust in any other things or any other body, and I only trust in myself.
这样的人不是住在主里的。
This kind of people does not abide in Christ.
那么还圣经也告诉我们，倚靠人的这样的人是有祸了。
The Bible also tells us that those people who trust in men, they are cursed.
有些人说，哎呀，我虽然不怎么样，但是我的父亲很厉害，他是亿万富翁，我可以继承他的家产。
People may say that I'm nobody, but my father is a billionaire. I can inherit his possessions.
有些人说，哎呀，我不怎么样，但是我在的这一个组织很厉害，很强大，我不怎么样啊，但是我的朋友啊，他们很厉害，他会帮我。
Some people may say that though I am nothing, the organization I was in it was very strong, or my friend is very powerful.
他们依靠人，那么这样的人不是住在主里面。
Those people who trust in men do not abide in the Lord.
那么当然了，这个世界上更多的人是依靠钱财。
But more people in this world trust in money.
提摩太前书六章十七节说，不要依靠无定的钱财。
First Timothy chapter 6 says, do not rely on those uncertain riches.
就今天很多人就说，哇，只要我银行存款够多，只要我的股票一直在升值，哇，我就很平安了。我还要信靠谁？我谁都不需要信靠。
Some people today, they say that as long as I have enough money in my savings account, as long as my stocks are increasing, and I do not need to trust in anyone, I'm very safe.
其实钱财，圣经说是无定的。
And the money, as the Bible says, is uncertain.
所以依靠这个无定的东西，那是一定是靠不住啊。
And when you trust in those uncertain things, and they are not reliable.
我记得几年前我给车加油的时候，加一箱估计我那个车很小嘛，估计30块钱就一箱油了，就满了。
I remember that a few years ago when I filled my car, the gas is, and it probably only cost me $30.
我现在去加，估计要加到60块了。
But today.It probably will cost me $60.
今天很多人都说，很可能在世界的有些地方会出现严重的饥荒。
And today, some people said that very possibly that some areas of the world there will be famines.
那么在饥荒当中，钱是最没用的东西了。
And money is most useless in famines.
那很多人，你有再多的钱，你可能都换不来一袋粮食啊。
Although you have a lot of money, you may not exchange for one bag of food in times of famine.
那么甚至钱是最危险的东西。
Or maybe even in those times, money is the most dangerous thing.
耶稣不是说吗？不要积攒财宝在地上，为什么呢？因为有强盗来偷啊，有小偷来偷啊。
Jesus said, "Do not store up treasures on the earth, because there were thieves and robbers who will steal your money."
为什么这个世界上有那么多的战争，有那么多人与人之间的互相征战，互相杀害，有人来抢啊，有人来夺啊。
Why there are so many wars and conflicts between nations and people? Because people want to grab and want to rob.
我记得我上次说，就是我就说我们弟兄姊妹读耶稣说不要积攒财宝在地上啊，地上有人抢，我们很多没有什么体会啊，你没有体会，说明你还不够有钱。
And when I was talking about what Jesus said, do not store up treasures on the earth, and you probably do not have a lot of feelings about it. It means that you still do not have enough money.
但事实上，其实如果把依靠在钱身上，不会带来喜乐、平安、满足，真的会带来很多很多的不确定、不平安。
When you trust in money and it will not bring you peace and joy, sometimes it will bring you uncertainties.
所以什么叫住在主里面？第一个就是不要想别的了，你就单单的属于神，你只有一个主，就是主耶稣基督，你只有一个家，就是神的家。你离开这个地方，没有你的依靠，没有你的主，没有你的牧者，没有你的保护。
And abiding in Christ, abiding in the Lord, the first thing is that you have no other trust and no other things you should trust in. And Jesus Christ is your only home and only trust and only protector and only shepherd.
有时候我们要省察我们自己，我们是不是这样的人？我们是不是住在主里的人？还是我们心中有很多很多的依靠？
And we should always examine ourselves to see whether we are abiding in Christ or we are trusting in many other things.
那么住在耶稣里面，连于耶稣，你会爱耶稣，你会爱神的话。
When you abide in Lord Jesus Christ and be connected and be united with him, and you will love the word of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣讲过那个浪子的比喻，浪子就不愿意待在父亲家里。
Now, Jesus was talking about the parable of the prodigal son. That prodigal son was not willing to leave at his home.
他就想离开。
He wanted to leave his home.
今天很多的时候，我们也是一样的。我们不愿意来到神的家中，我们不愿意来到神的面前。我们心里有各种各样的事情，我们要去办。啊，我们很重要。我们很多很多事情都比神重要，在我们的心里。
Today we are like this. We don't want to come to the house of God. We don't want to come to the presence of God. We have a lot of other things we need to do. Those things seem to be more important than God.
祷告聚会对我们来说重要吗？查经聚会对我们来说重要吗？甚至主日聚会对我们来说重要吗？
Is prayer meetings or Bible studies or even Sunday worship, are those things important for us?
今天很多的时候，我们看这些东西一点不重要。就是我们有很多事情更加的重要啊，我的家庭聚会啊，我的春游啊，啊，我的 camping 呐，啊，我孩子的各种培育，哇，太重要，太重要了，太多地方我要去了，太多事情我要办了。
And a lot of times we don't regard those things important. We value more things like a family reunion or spring outings or the activities of my children, all those things seems to be more important.
我们真的把这当家吗？真的把住在主耶稣基督里面，我们真的把这个当家，还是只是我们把这个当个旅馆，想来时候来一下，不想来走了？
Do we really abide in Lord Jesus Christ? We regard him as our home, or do we only think that he's a hotel and we come as we like or we go whenever we like.
或者碰到一些事情的时候想起来，哎呀，向耶稣祷告一下，但是平常呢，耶稣丢在脑后。
Or if we encounter something and we need to come to Lord Jesus to ask for his help and come to pray, and if we are very well and we forgot about him.
所以很多的时候我们首先要想，我们真的能够说我是一个住在主里的人？如果你真的可以讲这个话，那你的祷告耶稣垂听。
Many times we should think, we should examine that whether we are truly abiding in Christ, abiding in the Lord. If you are really abiding in the Lord, when you pray, Lord Jesus will answer you.
说到祷告呢，我们就要提到一个非常有名的一个基督徒，他被称为这个祷告的巨人，就是乔治·穆勒。
And talking about prayers, and we should think about a very famous person, and George Mueller, he was called a giant of prayers.
那么乔治·穆勒呢，他在19世纪，他在英国开办孤儿院。
And George Mueller in the 19th century, and he opened many orphanages in England.
然后他这个孤儿院就是很多很多年哈，六十多年。他是很穷的人，他所有这个孤儿院的需要，他全是靠祷告，全是靠祷告。
And for over 60 years, and actually he was very poor, and all the expenses of the the orphanages were obtained through prayers.
他说后来他说没有一次就是我们孤儿没有饭吃，没有那一个孤儿说是没有衣服穿。
And he said that not even for once, or nor even for one orphans that they go hungry or they are shortage of clothes.
那么当然他祷告的见证很多很多了，那么他的有一个祷告的原则，他只向神祷告，他从来不求人的。
Of course, there were many testimonies about his prayers, but when he prays, he has a principle that he only asks God and not that he will not ask other people to help him.
那他从来不会说是去发各样的信件呐、啊，或者是各样的，不从来不做，他没有，从来他只向神祷告。
He would not send any letters to ask for any donations. He only prays to God.
他说没有任何一个人，可以说，就是我向他要过各样的奉献。他说没有任何人可以讲这个话。
And he said nobody can say to me that I have ever asked any donations from him.
哦，他说没有任何人能说我向他要过一分钱。
He said, "No one can say that I have ever asked one penny from him."
所以他只依靠神，他不依靠人。结果神就大大的供应他。
He only trusted in God, not man. So God greatly supplied him.
所以穆勒他认为金钱啊，这或者这些财富呢，是神托付给他在地上的管家。他说，如果我想有这些资源的话，那我何必去跟管家讲呢？我直接跟这个主人讲好了。
Muller thought that money was entrusted to the steward on the earth by God. So whenever they want this kind of resources, he will ask directly to God, ask God directly.
好，所以我们看到住在主里面是我们祷告蒙神成就很重要一点。那么住在主里面就是主是我唯一的依靠。
So abiding in the Lord is a very important point, a very important when our answers will be where prayers will be answered.
那么住在主里面的人，他们心里最最重要的事就是我要荣耀我的主，我要荣耀我的神，他的心是在这里的。
Those who abide in the Lord, the most important thing in their life is to glorify God, glorify the Lord.
那么事实上就是只有一个人知道他真正的目的是什么，他要达到什么目的，他才知道他到底要什么东西，他是需要什么东西。
And only if someone knows what his objective is, and he know what he really need.
那么一个幼稚的人，他常常想要的不过是玩具。
A naive person may only need some toys.
哎呀，我要一些东西，让我很开心，让我得到片刻的快乐，就像玩具一样。哎，我要这些东西。
I just want something to give me some temporary or short pleasures, just like some toys.
那么，那一个人慢慢成熟了，他想要什么？他想要工具。
When someone gets more mature and he wants things like tools.
你像我以前小时候，我总想，哎呀，我想要更多的玩具，更多的玩具。但是我现在我想，哎呀，玩具有什么用啊？我要工具，因为我要做这个，我要做那个，没有工具做不了啊。
When I was a boy and I want was toys, but when I grow up, now I don't want the toys anymore. I want more tools. Because I want to build this and build that.
所以，当我们知道我们的目的是什么的时候，我们才会求那些帮助我们达到我们目的的东西。
Only when we know what our objective is and we want to obtain those things that will help us to reach the objective.
那么人在这个世界上，我们人在这个世界上活一辈子，我们目的到底是什么呢？归根结底的。
But what is our objective? What is the purpose of our living in this world?
圣经告诉我们，人生的目的就是荣耀神，并且以神为乐，就是我们活在这个世界上，你到底为了什么
？The Bible tells us that man lives to glorify God and to enjoy God forever.
我们活在这个世界上不是为了吃好一点穿好一点享受好一点，不是这样的。
We live in this world not just to eat good and dress good and to enjoy something good.
啊，如果你就是为了吃好一点，哎呀，我要吃海鲜呐，吃大餐，那好多好多动物吃的都比我们好，天天吃海鲜。
If you just want to eat some delicious food like seafood, some animals eat better than you. They eat seafood every day.
那我们要穿好一点，那很多动物穿的比我们好啊，孔雀啊，凤凰啊，太多啊，没有孔雀啊。
If you want to dress good, some animals dress more beautifully than you are, like the peacocks.
享受，哎呀，你要怎样享受呢？现在那大熊猫比我们享受多了。
Talking about enjoying your life, you see the pandas probably have enjoy more than you.
到底为什么活在世上？到底为什么吃什么、喝什么、穿什么？耶稣说不要求这些东西，外邦人求的。
What on earth do you live in this world for? And Jesus said, do not just seek things like what to eat and what to clothes and what to enjoy. Those things are what the Gentiles seek.
所以我们真正的目的，我要荣耀神。而且当我们真正，我们看到啊，我们能够荣耀上帝，我们使神的名得荣耀，我们心中才会有真正的喜乐。这个喜乐远远大于你吃上一口好吃的，穿上一个漂亮衣服，远远大于这个喜乐。
Our chief end is to glorify God, and when we think that we can make God's name be glorified, and we will be more than joyful, and our joy will surpass all that joy we got from eating and clothing and drinking.
为什么会这样呢？就是我们达成了我们受造的目的。我们受造就是为了荣耀神。我达成了这个目的，那是我最喜乐的时刻了。
And why is that? Because we have achieved the objectives why we were created. And when we achieve that goal, and we are very joyful.
就像一个锤子。这个锤子最开心的时刻就是它打钉子的时刻。
And just like a hammer, and the most joyful time for a hammer is that it can hammer a nail.
因为这个锤子受造的目的就是为了打钉子啊。
Because that's the purpose of the making of this hammer.
你说这个锤子受造的目的不是把它放到橱窗里面保护得好好的让大家去看。
The hammer was not made to be put in a display so that everyone can look at it.
哎呀，好漂亮的锤子啊，好漂亮的锤子！但是这个锤子听到这个话，他心里非常的伤心呐。
If in that case, and everybody just say, "What a beautiful hammer!" And when the hammer heard words like that, he will feel sad.
他说：“我不要漂亮，我要能够达到我受造的目的。”
Doesn't want to be just beautiful. He wants to achieve the goal for it is being made.
所以我们活在主里面，我们就知道我们人生的目的就是为了荣耀神，就是为了荣耀主，这就是我们人生的目的。然后我们求的一切东西，就是为了达成这个目的。
And we abide in Christ, and we know that our chief end, our goal is to glorify God, glorify the Lord, and everything we obtain is to reach this goal.
我给大家读几处圣经的经文，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And I will read you a few scriptures. Please just look at the screen.
出埃及记9:16，其实我叫你存立，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。箴言16:4，神所造的都是为他自己造的。以赛亚书43:21，这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。耶利米书13:11，耶和华说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴着我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声，得颂赞，得荣耀。彼得前书2:9，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。上帝拯救我们，上帝给我们荣耀的身份，为什么呢？是为了让我们去宣扬神的美德。
And God saved us, and God gave us this glorious position so that we can proclaim his praises.
上帝给我们以荣耀的身份，我们今天看啊，我是神的儿子，我是君尊的祭司，啊，我是神圣洁的国度。然后我们天天欣赏自己，你看我们多么好啊，我们多么好啊，我们比别人好，这是不是神的目的啊？
And God gave us a glorious position, that gave us to be His children and to be a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Did God give us this the position so that we can say that what good position we are?
不是，这不是神的目的。神要让我们得到这些之后，去宣扬神的美德。
But that's not the end, not the purpose of God. And He wants to give us those positions so that we can proclaim God's praises.
所以今天一个非常就是让圣灵担忧的一个现象，就是很多基督徒停留在这个地方，就是你看我是神的儿女。啊，我是神的子民，我是君尊的祭司，那别人都是贱民。
And sometimes one thing that made the Holy Spirit worry is that some people say that since we are children of God, we are a royal priesthood, so other people are just poor people.
啊，贱民的国家，贱民的民族，贱民，这样去说人家。你这彰显了神哪一点美德？
And they are lowly people, and they are lowly countries. And what privilege do you have to say that they are like that?
人家是野蛮人，我们又是文明国家，你这彰显了神什么美德？
And you say that other people are barbarians, and you are civilized.
神就是爱，神独生爱子的血拯救世人，人家从你身上看得到这个吗？
God is love, and God's only Son, Jesus Christ, His blood saved the people. Can other people see from you this point?
人家从你身上就看到自高，就看到骄傲，就看到恨在你的心里。你身上哪有让神的名得荣耀的地方？
If you other people only can see the self arrogance or the hatred in you, can they see any praises of God from you?
所以上帝拯救我们，上帝给我们荣耀的地位身份，上帝叫我们是他的儿女，上帝让我们去彰显神的荣耀，上帝不是让我们自己在那里自高自义。
So when God saved us and gave us a glorious position to be His children, and God wants us to proclaim the praises of Him instead of being arrogant.
以弗所书一章有几处经文，我给大家读一下，大家还是可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'll read you a few verses from the first chapter of Ephesians.
又因爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。哥林多前书十章三十一节，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。所以这些经文告诉我们，上帝造我们，上帝拯救我们，上帝给我们荣耀的身份，荣耀的地位，上帝给我们被圣灵重生的生命，是为了什么？
These verses told us and why God saved us, and why God has given us this glorious position, and why God has given us all those things. What's the purpose for that?
是为了让我们去荣耀神的名，是为了让神的名得到称颂。
So that we can proclaim the praises of God's glory and make His name glorified.
所以什么叫住在主里面？住在主里面就是他找到他真正人生的目的，他的目的就是为了荣耀神，荣耀这个家里的主人。
So what is abiding in the Lord? Abiding in the Lord means that He hasfound the objective, the chief end of his life is to glorify God, glorify the master of his house.
那么他所求的一切就是为了达到他这个人生目的。
then everything he prayed is to achieve that goal, achieve that end.
那么耶稣基督接下来说，我的话也藏在你们里面，所以住在神主里面的人，就是神的话藏在他心里的人。
Jesus also said, my words abide in you. So those abiding in the Lord also have Jesus' word abiding in them.
所以他心里常常有神的话，有主的话在他心里，他就知道我应该求什么，我应该做什么，才真正是让神的名得荣耀，我不要弄错了。
So when they have the God's words or Jesus' words in their heart, so they know that what they should pray and what they should do to make the God's name glorified.
所以很多时候我们按照自己的想法说，哎呀，我要只要有这个，那我让上帝的名得荣耀，或者说我只要做成这件事情，我让上帝的名得荣耀。很多时候这种想法是我们自己的判断，它不一定是对的。
A lot of times we have our own thinking, own judgments that as long as I have this, I will make God's name glorified, or as long as I do that, I will make God's name glorified. That's our own thinking.
但是我们只有让神的话存在我们的心里，我们才能够真正的知道什么才是真正让神得荣耀的事情，什么才是神的心意。
Only we have Jesus' word abiding in our heart, and we know what things can make God's name glorified, and what is God's will.
我们大家一起来读这几处圣经的经文。好，我们就坐着一起来读哈。
We have a few scriptures, few verses, and let's read it together.
约翰一书三章二十二节起，并且我们一切所求的，都从他得着。因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。约翰一书五章十四到十五节，十四节起，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的，无不得着。所以我们来到上帝面前求的时候，我们坦然无惧。
So we come before God when we pray with confidence and fearlessly.
我们不会说，哎呀，神啊，我向你这样求是不是太过分了？哎呀，我们向你这样求是不是太，哎呀，我太贪心了？我们不会有这样的想法，坦然无惧。
We will not think that we ask too much or we are too greedy when we pray like that.
我们为什么如此坦然无惧呢？因为前面有一句话，我们若照他的旨意求。
We have such confidence to pray because we pray in His will, to His will, according to His will.
那我怎么知道神的旨意呢？
How do we know God's will?
我把神的话存在我的心里，我就知道神的旨意了。
We abide the word of Lord in our heart, and then we know the will of God.
很多时候，有时候我跟我的女儿对话，有时候挺有意思。她在说，哎呀，就是爸爸爸爸，我能不能喝这个饮料啊？
A lot of times when I had conversations with my daughter, it's interesting, and sometimes she will ask me, Daddy, can I have this drink?
然后我还没有来得及说话，他马上自己就说了。他说：“哎呀，这个饮料不能喝太多，里面有防腐剂，对身体不好。”
Before I could answer him, answer her, and she was said to herself that I will not drink too much because there are too many additives in it.
然后有时候说：“哎呀，我要不要我能不能看电视啊？看电视啊？”然后我还没有说，他说：“哎呀，电视看多了不好，要保护眼睛。”
And sometimes she will ask me, can I watch TV? And before I could answer her, then she said to herself that do not watch TV too much, it will bring harm to your eyes.
有一件事我一直印象很深，那时候是我女儿年纪很小很小的时候，然后我们带她去楼下的超市啊，大超市里面去转。
One thing gave me a very good impression when my daughter was still very little, and one time we brought her to a supermarket downstairs.
然后她有时候看到她特别喜欢的玩具啊什么的，她就说：“哎呀，爸爸给我买，爸爸给我买。”然后后来我们就说：“哎呀，不能买，不能买啊，怎么样？”就是，然后她马上自己说：“ 他说拜拜拜拜，不要你哦，不要你。然后他最后说，他说，这个贪婪的孩子是没有快乐的。
And sometimes when she found a toy that she liked, and she will ask us whether we can buy it for her, and we said we won't buy it for you. And sometimes she will say to the toy, buy the toy, and she will continue to say that greedy child will not be happy.
我在这里不是说夸耀，哎呀，你看我都会教孩子啊，什么什么的，不是在讲这些，就是说，他其实知道这个爸爸妈妈心里是咋想的。
I'm not showing off how I educated my daughter, and I just want show that sometimes the children know what their parents think.
所以事实上，当他提出要求的时候，他已经知道哪些事是可以成就，哪些不能成就。当然了，更成熟一点就是，不要提这些要求嘛。
And when they ask the request, and they know that some can be.Petitioned and some are not, and but if they are more mature, they will not raise those requests.
但是我看到这些，我发现很有意思的一点，他不痛苦哎，他要的这些东西没有，他一点也不痛苦，他很开心的，说拜拜哦，不要你哦。
And when I think about those things, I thought that my daughter, she was not sad at all. She was not troubled, and she would just gladly say goodbye to those toys.
她甚至有一种得胜的一个将军的那个态度，她好像战胜了她心中的试探。她虽然她要的东西没有得到，但是她知道她爸爸妈妈心里的心意，然后她按照她爸爸妈妈心里的心意去做，她结果她很开心，她一点不痛苦，她。就像一个打了胜仗的将军一样。
And at that time, she was like a general who has overcome, win a battle. And at that time, because she already know the will of his parents, and she could overcome the temptations in her heart, and she was like a general who had just won a battle.
其实这就是我们一个住在主里面的人，我们心里真正的喜乐是什么？我们真正的喜乐就是我们按照神的心意去求。
So this is the joy of those who abide in the Lord, is their joy is to ask according to the will of God.
然后神加添我们一切，让我们可以真正让神的名得荣耀的，无论是智慧，无论是力量，无论是信心，或者是这个世界上的财富。
And God will increase the wisdom, the strength, and the faith, for us to obtain everything we can, get to glorify God's name.
然后给我们心中最大的喜乐就是我们让神的名得荣耀了，我们战胜了诱惑试探。
And the greatest joy is that we can make God's name glorified, and we have overcome those temptations.
我们来看圣经中一个例子哈，就是有一个人来到上帝面前，他坦然无惧的求，他放胆的求。
Let's look at an example in the Bible that a man came in the presence of God, and he asked with full confidence and fearlessly.
我把这段经文给大家读一下。出埃及记32:7-14。
I read you the scriptures.
大家看到屏幕上的经文。
Please just look at the screen.
出埃及记32:7，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“下去吧，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及领出来的，已经败坏了。他们快快偏离了我所吩咐的道，为自己铸了一只牛犊，向他下拜献祭，说：以色列啊，这就是领你出埃及地的神。”耶和华对摩西说：“我看这百姓真是应着景象的百姓，你却由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。”摩西便恳求耶和华他的神说：“耶和华呀，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大力大能的手从埃及地领出来的，为什么使埃及人议论说你领他们出去是要降祸于他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭，求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔，不降祸于你的百姓。” 求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，你曾指着自己起誓说，我必使你们的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我所应许的这全地必给你们的后裔，你们要永远承受为业。于是耶和华后悔，不把所说的祸降与他的百姓。所以在这里我们会看到摩西来到上帝面前求，甚至可以说摩西跟上帝在争论。
And here we can say that Moses came to God and asked God. And even we can say that Moses was arguing with God.
但是居然最后看起来谁争赢了呢？
But eventually it seems that who won?
摩西赢了。
It seems that Moses won.
这是多么奇妙的一件事情，摩西与上帝争辩，结果摩西最后赢了。
It's an amazing thing that when Moses argued with God and Moses won.
所以说，哇，你说有谁胆子像摩西这么大？他真的是坦然无惧来到神的面前求，最后他居然还成功了。
Who had the courage of Moses and can come before God and argue with God and finally he won?
所以我们从刚才摩西与上帝之间的对话，我们就知道摩西是一个住在主里面的人，他明白神的心意，他认识神。
So from the conversation with between Moses and God, and we know that Moses is someone who abides in the Lord, and because he understands the will of God.
所以摩西心中最大的担忧是什么？担忧神的名被埃及人议论，担忧神的荣耀被亏损了。就是那些外邦人会议论神啊，神你怎么这样的残忍啊，你就是会让神的名蒙羞，这是摩西心中最大的担忧了。
The greatest worries in Moses' heart is that God's name will be put to shame, will be at loss, and will be talked about by those Gentiles. That's the greatest worry in Moses' heart.
然后摩西心里非常的清楚，上帝心中最在意的是什么？他自己的荣耀。
Moses was very clearly was clear that what God concerned most is his own glory.
所以摩西就说，神你如果这样做，你的荣耀会受亏损，你的荣耀会蒙羞的。
So Moses said to God, if you do that, then your name and you will be put to shame, your name will be at loss.
然后上帝先对摩西说，就是这群百姓呐、啊，是摩西你从埃及带出来的。
And Moses first said to God that this group of people were brought by you out of Egypt.
所以看起来好像上帝在表扬摩西。摩西听到这个话哈，如果是别人听到这个话，就会说：“你看我多么厉害，我一个老头子，我几百位人带出来了，我多么厉害。”
And someone may think that Moses, when he talked, was thinking about that, he thought that he was only an old man, but he was great, and he was bringing all the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是摩西丝毫没有这样，摩西没有把一丝的荣耀归给自己。摩西说：“这些百姓是谁带出来？是神，是你带出来的，不是我带出来的。”
But Moses didn't.Bring that glory to himself. He didn't say that he brought those Israelites out of Egypt. He said, God, you brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以摩西心里爱的是神的荣耀，摩西心里担心的是神的荣耀不要受亏损。摩西甚至说，他不在乎自己的后裔能不能成为大国，他不在乎自己能不能得到称赞荣耀，他都不在乎。
And what Moses caredmost in his heart is God's glory. He didn't care about whether his descendants will be a great nation or his will be somebody.
那么摩西也知道神的心意，因为神在乎他自己的荣耀。神造这些百姓，我们刚才读的那些经文，神造人是为他自己造的。神让以色列人紧贴着他，是为了荣耀他自己的名。
And Moses understood the will of God, and he knows that God cares about his own glory. And the verses we have just read talk about that God made people for his own glory, and God bound those Israelites to him for his own glory.
所以摩西知道神的心意，摩西 爱神的荣耀，摩西的祷告神将他成就，但是并不是好像神改变了自己的心意，因为神是不变的。
So Moses understood the will of God, and Moses cares about God's glory, and it doesn't mean that God has changed his mind, because it was God's will.
那么为什么这么说呢？其实在以西结书，神自己说他的心意是什么呢？他的心意是饶恕赦免以色列人，他并不是真的要灭绝以色列人。
Because in the book of Ezekiel, and God has said his will is to forgive those Israelites, and his will was not to destroy them.
我给大家读一下这处经文哈，大家看到屏幕上的经文，以西结书的20:7-9。
I'll read you the scripture. Please look at the screen.
我对他们说，你们个人要抛弃眼所喜爱那可憎之物，不可因埃及的偶像玷污自己。我是耶和华你们的神。他们却背逆我，不肯听从我，不抛弃他们眼所喜爱那可憎之物，不离弃埃及的偶像。我就说，我要将我的愤怒倾在他们身上，在埃及地向他们成就我怒中所定的。我却为我名的缘故没有这样做，免得我名在他们所住的列国人眼前被亵渎。我领他们出埃及地，在这列国人眼前将自己向他们显现。所以上帝自己说，他自己定义他没有这样做，没有去灭绝以色列人，是为什么呢？是为他自己名的缘故。
So God himself said that, that he didn't do that, he didn't destroy the Israelites for his name's sake.
所以上帝不是说，哎呀，我想这样做，后来摩西拦着我，哎，我改变了我的心意，然后我没有灭绝以色列。上帝不是，上帝其实他心里早就定义，他早就定义了，他为他自己名的缘故，他会饶恕赦免以色列人，但是会管教以色列人。
It's not that when God wanted to destroy the Israelites and Moses argued and stopped God and God changed his mind, but God was determined that he will save the Israelites and he will not destroy the Israelites, but he will discipline them.
那么在以赛亚书59:15-16，哈，大家还是看到屏幕上的经文。
I'll read you the scriptures in the book of Isaiah.
那时耶和华看见没有公平就不喜悦，他见无人拯救无人代求甚是惊异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。也就是说，上帝看到这个世界上没有人为罪人代求，没有人为罪人呼求，上帝心是很忧伤的。
So the verses tell us when he saw that no one supplicates or cries for the Israelites, for his people, then God was very sad.
所以当摩西为那些犯罪的以色列人向上帝呼求的时候，上帝心里是非常喜悦的。
So God was very pleased when Moses was pleading and was asking for those sinful Israelites.
所以上帝说，哇，这个摩西真是懂我呀，这个摩西真是理解我的心意呀。
And God was thinking that this Moses really understands my will, he knows me.
所以神与摩西的这段对话是父与子的对话，是主人和仆人之间的对话。
So the conversation between God and Moses is a conversation between father and son and between master and servant.
而且摩西这时候就像神的孩子，就像神的仆人，他非常了解主人的心意，所以他按着主人的心意求，他要维护主人的荣耀，他的祈求就成就了。
And Moses was like a child, was like a servant when he was asking the father or the master, and according to his will, and for his name, and his prayers were answered.
摩西不是求自己的后代能够成为大国，摩西不是求自己的荣耀，摩西求的是神的荣耀不要受亏损。
And Moses was not praying for his own glory. He was not praying that his own descendants will be a great nation. And he was asking that God's name will not be profaned.
我给大家打一个比方哈，就是有一对父子，今天有一个爸爸对这个儿子说，哎呀，你看我们家这个小狗又犯错误了，我把我的小狗打一顿，你看怎么样。
And I'll give you an example, an illustration that suppose a father tell his son that today our little puppy made a mistake. Let's beat this puppy. What do you think?
然后这个儿子对爸爸说：“哎呀，爸爸，爸爸，你不要打这个小狗啊！这个流浪狗是你从外面抱回来的，你是你给了他一个家，你是爱他的，你不要让别人误解你啊！说你是残忍的，你不要这样啊！”
And the son would say to his daddy, "Daddy, do not beat this puppy. You brought this puppy out from to home from the street, and you give him a home, and you are a loving person. You love him. Do not let other people misunderstand you that you are so cruel."
然后这个爸爸说：“好好好，那我现在就不打这个小狗了。”
Then the daddy will say, "That's okay. Yeah, I will not beat the puppy."
其实上帝跟摩西之间的对话就是这样。
So the conversation between God and Moses was like that.
其实上帝他自己说，他就是我们刚才所读的以西结书，上帝自己说，他其实已经定义了，他没有想灭绝以色列人，他定义了，为什么呢？因为他为他自己的名，他没有想灭绝以色列人，但是他跟摩西这样说，这种启发性的对话，一个是方面显示出来摩西是何等的爱上帝，何等的认识神。
And the from the verses in book of Ezekiel we've just read, we know that God was determined that he would not destroy Israelites for his name's sake. But this kind of conversation of revealing God himself to Moses, let us see that God, Moses was a person who understands God, who cares about the glory, name of, the glory of his name.
所以摩西今天成为我们的榜样，我们就知道什么叫坦然无惧来到上帝面前求，你心里到底求的是什么？我求上帝的荣耀，我不是求自己的荣耀，我求神，我明白神的心意，我不是体贴自己的心意。
So Moses is an example for us to come to pray with full confidence and fearlessly to God. And he was not asking his own glory. He was asking according to the glory of God's name. And he was not asking for himself.
我们今天来思想我们怎样向神祷告。
Today we talk about how we pray to God.
其实更重要的一个问题就是我们要问自己，我是不是一个住在主里的人？我是不是让神的话充满我的心的人？
But a more important question is that let's think about whether we are a person who abide in the Lord with Lord's word in our heart.
如果圣灵真的感动我的心，我真的可以坦然无惧地说，我是一个住在主里的人，神的话充满我的心，我能够坦然无惧地这样讲，那我也可以坦然无惧地来到上帝面前求，上帝就给我成就。
If we if the Holy Spirit is in us and we can confidently say to ourselves that we are a person who abide in the Lord and we can come confidently to God to pray, and it will be done for us.
摩西呢，并不是我们完美的祷告的榜样。摩西一生当中也有软弱失败的时刻。
Moses was not a perfect example of prayer for us because Moses had times of weakness in his life.
圣经中有一位，他的祷告从来没有被天父上帝拒绝，他就是主耶稣。
In the Bible, there's someone, his prayers were never rejected by God. He's the Lord Jesus Christ.
那耶稣最后在克西马利园里的祷告就是，主啊，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。那么神就成就摩西耶稣这个祷告。
And Jesus' prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane is that not according to my will, but yours, and God permitted.And answered his prayer.
所以我们今天如果要思想我怎样祷告神才能成就呢，其实圣经给我们有一个完美的榜样，就是耶稣。耶稣所有的祷告上帝没有拒绝。
And today when we think about what kind of prayers will be done will be answered by God. And let's look at a perfect example in the Bible. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. His prayers were never rejected by God.
好，我们最后起立，我们一起来读主耶稣教导我们的祷告。
And finally, let's stand up and read the prayers, the Lord's prayer, how the Lord teaches us to pray.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读马太福音六章九到十三节。
Let's read together.
马太福音六章九节起，所以你们祷告要这样说。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。直到永远，阿们。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
我们愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心里，让我们心里常常存着神的话语。
May the Holy Spirit carve your word in our hearts, so your word may always abide in our hearts.
愿圣灵带领我们，让我们能够常常住在主耶稣基督里面。
May the Holy Spirit guide us so that we can always abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们向上帝所祈求的，能够蒙上帝垂听，能够蒙上帝成就。
Then, whatever we desire and praise, to God will be answered and done by God.
因为我们心中一切所求的是为神的名得荣耀。
Because whatever we ask, we desire, and we pray is to make God's name glorified.
求神加添我们一切所需用的，帮助我们达到这样我们人生的目的，就是让神的名得荣耀。
May God give us all we need so that we can make God's name glorified.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.